the darkness at thy speaking, it was done.
Welcome to Sermons from Zion Lutheran Church of Gwinner, North Dakota. Zion Lutheran Church is committed to the message of Christ crucified for the forgiveness of sins, for the church and the world. The following sermon is from Reverend Dr. Matthew Richard.
A reading from Exodus. Then Moses said to God, "If I come to the people of Israel and say to them, 'The God of your fathers has sent me to you,' and they ask me, 'What is his name?' what shall I say to them?" God said to Moses, "I am who I am." And he said, "Say this to the people of Israel, 'I am has sent me to you.'" God also said to Moses, "Say this to the people of Israel, 'The Lord, the God of your fathers, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob has sent me to you. This is my name forever, and thus I am to be remembered throughout all the generations.'" A reading from Colossians. "He has delivered us from the domain of darkness and transferred us to the kingdom of his beloved Son, in whom we have redemption, the forgiveness of sins." A reading from the Gospel of John. "For this is the will of my Father, that everyone who looks on the Son and believes in him should have eternal life, and I will raise him up on the last day. O Lord, have mercy on us." In the name of Jesus, amen. What are we praying when we pray the Lord's Prayer? Yes, what are we praying when we pray the Lord's Prayer, as we do in each divine service, in each vesper service, in each matin service? What are we praying when we are praying the Lord's Prayer? When we pray the Lord's Prayer, one of the things we are actually praying against is the old sinner in each and every one of us, in you and in me. Yes, we are praying against the old Adam, the sinful flesh, the sinful nature, this old Adam who would rather die than do what is good and right and true according to the Lord. We are praying against the old Adam, whose whole mission in life is to work and to lie and to cheat and to steal on behalf of what we desire and what we want and what we think is needed for ourselves. We are praying against the old Adam, who daily attempts to build our own kingdom. Simply stated, my friends, the Lord's Prayer, especially the first three parts, the first three petitions of the Lord's Prayer, in these three petitions, we are praying against ourselves. Yes, we are praying against ourselves. We are praying for God's name to be glorified, not the glorification of our own names. We're praying for God's kingdom to be realized in us, not the realization of our own insignificant kingdoms that we attempt to construct. We're praying that God's will, yes, that God's will be done on earth as it is in heaven, not the doing of our own wills. The harsh reality is that we have this sinful old nature until the day that we die. We carry this old Adam around our necks from birth to death, as Martin Luther would like to put it. Yes, even we Christians have the sinful nature, for we are simultaneously at the very same time 100% sinner and 100% saints. Sinners by our births and saints by our baptismal births. This means that we are at war, that we are at war with ourselves, a civil war where we experience the struggle between the old Adam and the new life we have in Christ. Yes, indeed, from the time that we are joined to Christ in our baptisms until the very end of the day that when we die, we will always be in conflict. We will always be in conflict with ourselves. This civil war within will never end, which means that we are people of prayer, continually praying against our sinful natures. We can really thank our first parents, Adam and Eve, Oh, do we owe them a big thank you, Adam and Eve, for this most unblessed gift of our sinful nature. For it was Adam and Eve who believed the lie of Satan, resulting in them being coated with this sin, this muck of sin, which then resulted in this sinful condition being passed down to each and every one of us. Make no doubt about it, we are born addicted to sin. Once addicted, we're always addicted until death. Even our best of intentions, the very best that we can muster up, these best of intentions are marred by sin, by this disease, by this viral infection of sin that has corrupted our thoughts and corrupted our words and our deeds. More specifically, the sin condition that we all have is much like the ancient people of Israel in the Old Testament. Like ancient Israel, we are stiff-necked people who are stubborn, and that is just not a Scandinavian trait, but that is who we are. We are stiff-necked people who are stubborn. We do not easily budge, and we are prone to wander and prone to leave the God that we love while wanting to want what we want, when we want it, and usually wanting it right now. And because of all this, because of this sinful nature, we pray. Yes, because this sinful nature that we all possess, we pray. We ask the Lord to teach us to pray. And He does. He does when we are invited into the Lord's Prayer. When we pray the Lord's Prayer, we are praying. We are praying together, jointly, as Christians. We are praying that God's name would remain holy among us. We pray that God's name would be kept holy in our Christian teaching and kept holy in our Christian lives as well. We pray the same thing that God demands in the second commandment, that His name should not be taken in vain, but used rightly to the praise and the glory of Him. With that stated, though, we sinners, we like to misuse God's name. We profane God's name when we teach about God incorrectly, when we say things about God's character and His actions that are simply not true. We also disgrace God's name when we live openly in sin, an evil life, when we live in a way that is contrary to His name that was applied upon us in our baptisms. Because of this, not in spite of it, because of this we pray. Yes, because of this sinful nature we pray. We pray, "Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed or holy be your name." Our prayer is then heard as a constant shout. It is a cry against all, including ourselves, who preach and believe falsely. It is a prayer against all who would attack and persecute and suppress this beautiful and precious gospel, this pure doctrine of the Lord for us. We also pray in the Lord's Prayer that the kingdom, yes, the Lord's kingdom, may come among us. That God's kingdom, His rule, and His authority would invade our world and invade us rather than having the unholy trinity of me, myself, and I being the ruler and the king of our own small, petty, individualized kingdoms. Indeed, we pray that the Lord's kingdom would be realized in us, in you, and in me, that the Lord may permeate us through His word and the power of the Holy Spirit. We pray that the Lord would have His way with us so the devil's kingdom may be destroyed and so that our stiff necks and stubborn wills would be recreated anew and softened. Dear friends, we pray the Lord's Prayer. We pray because our strength is very weak. We pray because of our own strength we cannot do and fulfill the will of God, nor can we do that which has been taught to us. Yes, we pray. We pray because of our own wills and our own abilities are weak. We pray that the Lord would give us strength to do the good things that are according to His will. We pray that the Lord would create a new heart in us according to His will, and that He would take this stony heart and subdue and abolish all this sinful nature. We pray that the lusts and the sinful desires of our old Adam would be crucified, that is, to be stomped out daily. We pray that we would be conformed to the will of God. We pray that we would be moved to desire and to covet that which is well-pleasing to the Lord God Almighty. The Lord's Prayer is and must be our protection and defense today, tomorrow, and yes, in the years to come, all the way till death. Thus, let the world rage and try their worst. Let the heretics, the worldly government, and the flaky culture plot and plan how to oppress the Lord. Let the evil one growl and hiss his pathetic and cowardly message. Against all this and against our sinful nature, though, we pray. We pray this precious prayer that the Lord has taught us to pray. And all is dashed to pieces. For the Lord is good, and he hears our cries for mercy, and he cares for us. Yes, in the face of the devil, in the face of the ideologies of the world, and in the face of our sinful nature, we pray not out of fear, but because our Heavenly Father has invited us to pray this prayer. He has invited us to respond to him with all of our needs, because he indeed cares for us. He cares for you. Most certainly, we pray because God's character and his graciousness and his strength and his steadfast love are for us. We pray because the Lord is for us today and until the very end of our lives. We pray because prayer is this voice of our faith, faith that is created by and clings to the word and sacraments that are constantly and continually given to us for the forgiveness of our sins. Lord, teach us to pray. Teach us as your beloved children. Teach us to pray as your kingdom continually comes to us, as your will is continually done among us, and as your name is glorified. In the name of Jesus, amen.
Thank you for listening to today's podcast sermon. You can access a full manuscript of today's sermon from Pastor Matthew Richard's blog at www.pastormattrichard.org or visit Zion Lutheran Church's website at www.ziongwinner.org. The Lord bless and keep you.